Hey, hey, it's Dennis calling you back.
How are you?
Good, good. Sorry, it looks like we're playing a little phone tag today.
That's all right. Here's our situation, Dennis. It's a machine shop, a specialty machine shop, located in Old Forge, Pennsylvania. The owner's been in the business about 53 years.
And okay.
There's probably about 15 to 20 accounts, but some of them national in scope, like Santa Fe Pasteur is an account, Medical Industries, which is a large defense contractor. The volume is about between 2 and 2.5 million a year. We're generally profitable. We have a cash flow for 14 and 15 of between 250 and 300,000. About 4 years ago, George Colburn, who's the owner, was thinking about selling the business and brought in two people, one of whom was a lifelong friend, who were, in essence, going to take over the business and buy it. As it turns out, unfortunately, we ended up having to clear up an embezzlement of about $450,000.
Oh, man.
So while all this was going on, among the things that were happening is they weren't paying the withholding tax. The owners actually signing the check, they just weren't sending them in. So we ended up with some significant tax issues. We went to a local firm called NEPA, which is headed by a 30-year IRS collection guy. And he helped us through all that to the point where we have, on the obligation, we have an offer in compromise in that's being considered now by the IRS. So when you put that in, that kind of, and obviously for the last year and a half, we've been staying current on all our taxes. Once we discovered the issue, we at least from that point forward stayed current. So, we're okay with them, and we're waiting for their final decision on the offer and compromise. In the meantime,
okay.
because of some of our production needs, primarily, we have the need for both equipment financing and working capital financing. On one of the accounts called Medical Industries, which is a defense contractor, we started out with them producing for them maybe I think about 20,000. 12,000 pieces all total. They now want us over time to produce 82,000 pieces. To meet that production requirement, we had to go out and from our and buy a special machine. And what happened to us is we found it. It was actually a machine that came off a bank lease. And there is a company called Action that's located in the Allentown area in Pennsylvania. And what they do is they work with banks and leasing companies for equipment coming off lease, and they contact people like us knowing that we need to buy equipment from time to time. And then they kind of auction it, among us and others. So we submitted a bid, which we thought was good, in which we submitted a bid of about 83,000. The machine is worth between 110 and 120. They accepted the bid, and we had to pay for the machine, which we did. So we took 83,000 out of our cash and paid for it. So what we're in the process of doing now is we want to get some equipment financing for that and some other equipment that we want to purchase to and we also want to get some working capital financing. We carry, you know, generally between $150,000 and $200,000 in receivables. Our payables are next to nothing because we straightened all that out. But we have a need for both equipment financing and working capital financing. So,
gotcha.
In summary, that's kind of what I wanted to talk to you about.
Okay. Well, with the time in business, and have you guys shown a loss or anything in the last couple of years?
We showed a loss in 14, but that's because of the embezzlement. It was a one-time only. We got to deduct that. It was, I think, $357,000. But that was a one-time only expense that you have to add back. And 15 showed a profit of $150,000. And when you add back our depreciation and stuff like that, it's about a $250,000 cash. So each of the 2 years, it really is a $250,000 cash flow. 14 shows the loss only because of the, in essence, the theft loss.
Right. Well, that's a good explanation, so that'll definitely help out.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd definitely like to take a look at it. I mean, do you have an actual invoice for the equipment?
Oh, we do. Yep,
okay,
I can send all that information to
you. So what you're considering doing is just basically doing like a sale leaseback so you can get the money back on the equipment and finance it.
Yeah,
working capital as well.
Our cash position is fine right now. Our cash position is about $125,000. But we at the moment we're operating without a working capital line. We want to change that and obtain a line of credit. And two, ultimately we have to replace that $100,000 that we took out of our cash to buy this equipment. You know, we need to put that on a longer term basis. So.
Right.
So I can send you, for the equipment that's involved, I can send you all of that information. I can send you the tax return information. And just an explanation of how this buying this equipment helps us with our accounts and our cash flow. So,
well, all the above will help, and then with a written explanation of the embezzlement and the reason for the loss because of that, and that obviously you're working with the IRS and you have an attorney, and it was other than that, the business was obviously solid.
It had been for years, going to sell it, brought in really a trusted friend, and unfortunately it just went the other way. George is back at it, and thank God, I mean, things are good now, but we cleared some of the immediate past sins, quote unquote, problem, and now we're out getting production back up and all of those kinds of things. But you'll see that, except for what I would consider the embezzlement loss is like a, kind of like a casualty loss, if you would. But except for that, both 14 and 15 are profitable back-to-back and $250,000, $300,000 in cash flow.
Okay. And the equipment then is
$83,000. The big piece is $83,000.
Okay.
We also bought another piece, and I'll send you all these invoices, for about $11,000. And we need to buy two more pieces for $11,000 each.
Okay.
So it's like $110,000 or $115,000 in terms of equipment mining. We're also looking for, and this is a little bit ahead of the game, we're a machine shop, and there's a process called water jet technology. We send about $100,000 a year out the door, have this water jet process done for some of the parts that we manufacture. We're now looking at a water jet equipment piece, knowing that there's $100,000 in our expense that goes out the door. We'd rather have that piece of equipment in-house. One, there would be an overall cost savings, and two, you know, we'd be able to control the quality much better. So that's a little bit down the road, but that's our next thing. But you know, if you take a look at what we send you, we can proceed. At some future point, we'll be talking to you about that piece as well.
Okay. Well, you know, a good explanation goes a long way. So.
Okay.
I think it's something we can do. How would you rate the owner's credit? Are you one of the owners of the actual company?
Yeah. Now, because of the taxes, you know, the M&E taxes, the personal liability is still back to him, but he's still, I mean, he pays everything else, so his credit score is still in the 650 range.
Okay.
It's 656.
Okay. And, and how many owners are there?
Just him.
Just him. Okay, gotcha. 100%. Okay. Definitely sounds doable. There's a good explanation there. And cash flow is good.
Right.
No bankruptcies or anything like that?
Nothing like that, no.
He
wouldn't do that. And,
So it's reported as a tax lien then?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
The tax liens are there, but what... you know, all of that is under what's called an offer in compromise to the IRS. And again, we knew we needed professional help, so we went. The individual that we went to is a CPA, but his firm specializes in these matters, and he was a 30-year IRS guy.
So, oh, good. Well, can't beat that.
You know, the IRS people trust him, and you know, and the paperwork that we had to fill out was. I mean, it was you could fill a room with the stuff that we had to put, but it's all done. It's all behind us. The offer is submitted. The taxes are not a problem for us, and we're staying current. Cash flow is not a problem for us. We're staying current on the taxes and those kinds of things. The issue for us is that we just had to act on that machine quickly.
No, absolutely.
We couldn't lose it because we need the profitability that we're going to get from it. It's going to take us a while to recover, a couple years, but the account that we're dealing with, that we're doing this production for, is Medical Industries, which is one of the largest defense contractors in the U.S., and they're located 10 miles from our plant, if not less.
Well, you can't beat that.
And they do both practice shells and wartime shells. So they're always busy because they also have the government contract for practice shell. So. They're a 25 to 30 year customer. Pasteur is a 25 to 30 year customer. There's another customer called PCC. They have a contract with both General Dynamics and the government for a part that goes into every private, commercial, and military plane engine. And we manufacture that part for them. So it's a handful of accounts, but they're all 20.
They're long-standing accounts.
They're outstanding. They pay like clockwork. They're 25, 30-year accounts, and George has personal relationships with all of them. So.
Okay. No, it definitely sounds doable. Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of good explanations
there. Yeah, I'll send you a package. And then if you need anything beyond that, you just let me know.
Okay, do you have our application as well?
No, if you forward that to me, we'll complete it. I'll have George sign it, and we'll send it along with the information.
Excellent. Let me see here. Lee, I know I've got your email address here somewhere.
LJ Charn.
That's right, LJ Charn. So... So it's $83,000.
It would be 83 plus in essence 311. So 83 plus 33. So 116, 115.
Well, the other two items I could probably do separately.
It, you know, it's up to you. We bought the big piece, and we bought one of the other small pieces. So, you know, we're looking to, and we have those invoices, we're looking to get that reimbursed, if you would, back into our cash, operating cash. And then we're looking to, you know, finance the 115 over a long term.
Well, I think initially the way we should attack it is do what's called a sale lease back on the auction equipment for the $83,000. We'll focus on that. The other two I can do separately. Okay. I understand you'd probably just want one payment, but once we get above $100,000,
it doesn't matter to us. And you know, again, I'm not saying, you know, we're going to come back to you in 2 weeks for that other big piece, but that water jet piece makes a lot of sense for us. And, you know, we'd like to get that in our shop and functioning, you know, by the beginning of next year. So maybe that would be a sale, because that would be a big piece. That would be about, you know, depending upon how we find it and where we go, that could be like $125,000 to $150,000 in and of itself.
Okay, good deal. Well, I will... We'll get this application over to you. So I think for now, just a really good explanation of what you just told me. You know, unfortunately, it needs to be in writing. If it comes from an email, that's considered legal documentation, if you want to call it that.
We'll document the whole thing for you and document why, you know, why we need this equipment and what it means to those particular accounts that we're buying the equipment for.
Right, and list the accounts, how long you've had them.
Yes.
Don't mention the... How much is the tax lien reporting on the credit report? Do you know?
No, I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, I'll find out when I pull the credit, and and then I'll maybe just maybe have your lawyer write an explanation or something like that in that matter.
We'll have the accountant, you know, that submitted the offer in compromise. Do something. I mean, we haven't used an attorney for that as of yet. We primarily worked with this CPA, but he'll certainly provide anything that you need.
Okay, excellent. So I think for now, just 3 months of business bank statements, the application, a good explanation, the invoice, and the application, and I can get the ball rolling for you with just that information.
Will do.
All right. I will email you the application now.
Thank you very much, Dennis.
You too, Lee. Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.